It's day 181 of hashtag 365. Jeez.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Oh my goodness. The halfway point is in touching distance. I really need to see a good weight on the scales this weekend. Otherwise, I'm just setting myself up for 6 months of real, real tough work. I mean, it's going to be six months of tough work anyway. I know that, but God, I just hope that I'm under 17 staying at the weigh-in. Jesus loud. This week's been really interesting, though. Doubling down on my realizations, getting it all back to the front of my mind has really, really helped, and I feel like I'm back on track. It's going to take a Herculean effort to get back on track because, God almighty, had I fallen off the wagon, but I feel like I'm getting there. And that's good. So let's look at them again. Calorie creep wants to ruin your day. Food is not my friend. Being a bit hungry is actually okay. You used to eat so fast. Monitoring the speed that you eat. Eat when you're actually hungry. That Paul McKenna thing. And finally, the importance of routine. You know, and we've talked about this a lot recently, but again, just in the spirit of hammering at home, you've got to hold on to the importance of routine. You've got to really respect it and be sort of kind to yourself where that's concerned. And when I say yourself, I'm talking to me. Do you know what I mean? Preaching at myself here. You've got to be kind to yourself because it's so easy to allow other people to derail you. There's always going to be someone that wants your time, someone that wants you to do something that they want to do or they want you to do. And there's a real power in saying no. You know what I mean? This sort of journey, it takes an enormous amount of mental energy. You know, the sticking to it every day and keeping it front of mind, it takes a lot out of you. But it's only for a year. It's just for a year, just to get your weight to the place where you want it to be. And then hopefully by that point, some of these principles will be more like second nature. But you've got to respect yourself and you've got to respect the routines that will help you achieve your end goal. And I know better than most, it's really difficult to say no to people. You know, especially if you're doing like freelance work and stuff like that, it's really hard to sort of turn money away and turn things down, but you've got to. If it's going to mess with your routine, you've got to. Or you've got to make sure that you've got really robust principles at play and really robust defaults. We've talked a lot about defaults over the podcast as well. To make sure that you're really equipping yourself against that breaking routine. So if the routine does break, you've got the, you know, coping mechanisms to be able to keep on pushing through. Mine were tested over the past, well, I guess like 6 weeks or whatever. And I don't really feel like I passed the test, which is why I think it's so important in the second part of this year to really double down on what we've learned and really kind of retread that ground in a systematic way that just all the time drives through that routine and drives these principles to the front of our minds. That's what I'm going to be doing. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is day 182. And after that, of course, it's the weigh-in. I've got a big day tomorrow, lots on. I'm going to like a village fair thing. There's going to be loads of food there, probably lots of alcohol. So there's a lot happening. And I've just got to try and maintain that focus. Just by putting things in my fitness pal will help me do that. You know, monitoring, scrutinizing what I'm eating. So yeah, I can have a burger. I can have a burger with the works. I can have chips and I can have bacon. I can have everything else. So long as it goes in my fitness pal. So I can see exactly how many calories I've had. And then when I get to 1,500, that's it. Then it's up to me, isn't it? To make that grown-up decision. Do I have the burger? And that's it. My calories done for the day. Can't eat anything else. Or do I look at what other options there are? Maybe try and spread my calories out across the day. It's empowering.
counting calories, which is a sentence that's probably never been said, but it genuinely is. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow for day 182. Take care.